guys, welcome to the first ever edition of Wham Sports. This is our first ever episode of this show. Sort of, kind of. What had happened was, the very first episode of Wham Sports that we ever did, which it wasn't even Wham Sports then, at that time, we talked about starting this podcast, and then all of a sudden, the NBA news came out that the NBA was suspending their season. Now, at this point, March Madness was still supposed to happen. Everything wasn't as crazy. The NBA was kind of the first ones to do it. So we decided, hey, let's just do a podcast tonight and put it up there. So literally, our claim for the rest of this is going to be that we are the two guys who started a sports podcast the night that sports died.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It wasn't as crazy as it is now. Everything's canceled now as far as sports, and most of the country slash world is canceled at this point, it feels like. But it was because an NBA player tested positive for COVID-19. So that's kind of what sparked the interest. We were texting back and forth already, and then you said, hey, this is going on. I'm like, what? I didn't hear anything about it. So I was like, you were like, do you want to do a show right now? Sure. Why the fuck not? What else is there to do at X time at Wednesday night? You know, so why not do a show talking about what's going on in the world of sports?
And then sports died.
We killed it.
Like, you know what? I think that whatever happens with this show, because this will be, if you guys don't know already, it's going to be on the We Watched a Movie podcast network. It's going to be me and Tommy most times hosting the show. But when there's a topic that Jay knows about is interesting, and Jay might come on the show. We're going to have other people on the show from time to time. It's going to be just a big, big fat family. However long this goes or whatever happens, I think it's always going to be neat to be like, no, we're the two fucking idiots who started a sports podcast when sports was going to shit.
Yeah, we were the two knuckleheads that were like, oh, this is a great fucking idea. Great timing. Like, I mean, you can't, like Mike does, We Watched a Movie. Like, you can't write a script better than what we are living right now.
No. No. It's fucking nuts, man. The whole thing's nuts, and it's batshit, and I hate it. But it's going to be okay. We're going
to
be able
to I think we'll be just fine. We'll be just fine. In a couple of months, everything's going to be back to normal. Hopefully, it doesn't take that long, but I mean, that's what everybody's saying, so.
Yeah, and just to get that, I'm with you too, man. I think we're all going to be great. I think it's going to be rough for a little bit, but I have no doubts that both the podcast, sports will come back, and so will general life as we know it.
Yes. So,
but just an idea for you guys of what the show's going to be like. We don't know for sure yet. We're still figuring things out, but tonight we're going to talk about NFL free agency because thank God that happened.
There was nothing else going on. So, I mean, NFL really won this timing as far as free agency, and a lot of big moves have happened. Before we get too far into it, let's tell everybody a little bit about our sports background, like what teams we like and all that stuff. I grew up, still am, a huge Jets fan in NFL. I'm a Yankees fan in baseball, a Knicks fan in the NBA. NBA's a little more... I'm a little more lenient with that because I like, even as a kid in the 90s, I liked players more than teams. NHL, I've kind of fallen out of my love of hockey as I got older. It just, like, my kids don't even like it, so it makes it harder to watch. But I was a Devils fan in NHL. So that's mine.
And I used to actually hate sports for a very large proportion at the beginning of my life as a child, but for one simple reason, and that's because my dad was a TV Nazi, and he would hog the TV, and he was a Braves fan. So back when I was growing up, TBS had a deal with the Braves and Turner Sports, and they would show every fucking game.
That's actually when Ted Turner owned the Braves.
Yeah.
So I remember that too, because that falls in with me with wrestling, is waiting for wrestling to start WCW on Saturday nights. You'd have to wait for the Braves game to finish.
Yeah. Dude, it would make me fucking crazy. And my dad hated wrestling too, by the way. Like, he would get so pissed that I wanted to stay up on Monday nights till 11 to finish Raw because he hated it. He just thought it was so disgusting and stupid. But anyways, yeah, so I hated it. Who gives a crap about the Packers game? We have to rearrange our whole Sunday for the Packers game because he was a Packers fan too. And how he ended up being a Packers fan was he was a military kid, so he moved around a lot, and he lived in Milwaukee for a while, which back then they were the Milwaukee Braves. So he was a Packers fan and a, Milwaukee Braves fan, and he went to Ohio State to go to college. So that's where I get my sports leanings. I ended up just falling in love with the same stuff my dad did. So I'm a Braves fan, a Packers fan, an Ohio State fan, and a Kentucky fan because I live here. But I got all that from him. But you know, originally I hated it because it hogged the TV for all the hours. And the first thing I ever really truly got into was the first Packers Super Bowl game I ever watched against the Patriots when they won. And then I sat down and I watched that game and I fell in love with Brett Favre. And
who did?
I was fucking hooked since then. And then I became obsessed with basketball in the NBA, which my dad was never into that. So I kind of made my own way. Like, I fell in love with Jordan. And we've talked about this before. When it's the NBA, I think it's okay to follow players rather than teams because they move around so goddamn much.
Yeah, more than any other sport, I feel, NBA.
Yeah, and if you don't have a team in your city, which we don't, or a team in your state, which we don't in Kentucky. We had the Kentucky Colonels way back. Yeah, then you just follow whatever. But I was an MJ fan, and then my love for MJ turned into my love for Kobe. And, you know, now I just kind of watch and root for different teams by teams. I was kind of a fan of the Warriors, actually, when they went on their run, because I just wanted someone to beat LeBron.
Well, and that, yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that, because I've never been a LeBron fan in general. Yeah. But what kind of triggered something in my brain there for a second was that you got all of your love of sports from your dad, or your teams that you followed from your dad. And mine's the opposite. Like, my dad was a Mets fan, so I became a Yankees fan. The only sport that we liked the same team is the NFL, and that's in the Jets. Like, that was our, because we were both underdogs. So that's the only thing we could agree on.
So was that on purpose?
Because I just wanted to root against my dad, and the Mets were always shitty when I was a kid. So
there you go. Okay.
I was like, I want one winner in my life. So that's why I went with the Yankees in baseball.
That makes good sense. And what's the deal with the New York teams?
Well, I grew up in New Jersey. So,
oh, that's right.
My dad was born in Indiana, and he moved to New Jersey when he was like three. So he was actually, yeah, he was there when the Jets won the Super Bowl, and that's when he became a Jets fan, is when Joe Namath won the Super Bowl for the Jets way back when, Super Bowl III.
That's fucking crazy, man. Well, you know what's cool about that is, actually, it probably sucks for content, but I hate the Yankees. I will say that. I do fucking hate the Yankees.
I'm used to it, dude. Don't.
But the only MLB team I really have ever cared about is the Braves. You know, there's everything else is just whatever. But I actually like the Jets a lot. Yeah. I'm a fan of the Jets. Do you know who Gary Vaynerchuk is?
Yes, I do. Gary V.
He at some point, he's like my favorite fucking person. He's like Brett Favre of business for me. You know what I mean?
The king of content, Gary V.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And he's, as you know, his whole plan is to mass up enough wealth to buy the Jets because he's a huge fucking Jets fan, which is the coolest thing ever.
After every Jets game, I tweet him and say, will you please hurry up already and buy the fucking Jets?
Dude, I bet he does. Like, I bet he does, and I bet he wins a fucking Super Bowl.
Every time he likes the tweet.
Are you serious? That's dope as shit. That's awesome, man. But yeah, but because not just because of him, but I've always kind of had a thing for him. I liked Chad Pennington, even though he beat the Packers in an important game. That pissed me off so bad.
I remember that. And then the next week we went on and beat Indianapolis like bad. Like, we blew them out. It was like 39 or 41 to nothing.
Now, if he didn't have those knee problems.
He was great, man. He was so accurate.
Yeah.
But yeah, just injury bug.
Yeah. Same thing with Carson Palmer, I think. I think he had a way bigger career ahead of him.
Dude, Carson Palmer was so great. And the funny thing was when he was with Cincinnati, like, he kind of, like, with injuries and stuff kind of put him down. But then he came back with Arizona those last couple of years, and he was really fucking good.
And he'd been written off for a while, too.
Yeah. The whole league wrote him off. They were like, nope, he's done.
Yeah. That was crazy, man. I always put those two together, like Pennington, Palmer's another one. I'm sure there's 100 more that I can think of. My brain's not working right now. But you hate that for them when they start getting something really good going, and then they get a fucking ACL. And the worst thing for the Bengals fans was that it was when Palmer tore his ACL, it was in their fucking first playoff game in like forever.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. And I have teams that I just like. Like, I've always wanted to be a Buccaneers fan because I used to play that stadium when
here we go. Okay, show's over. Cancel it.
What's wrong with the Buccaneers?
This is bullshit.
The Buccaneers.
I'm fucking with you. I was gonna say you're bandwagon because Tom Brady was signed. My best friend's a Buccaneers fan. We're good.
Well, like I used to, and it's funny because the only thing we're talking about, my dad. You remember the starter jackets, the NFL starter jackets?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, before I was into watching the games, I bought one, but I bought a Raiders one because I thought it looked cool. And he was like, so I still had the jacket like a year later when I was actually into the Packers and watching the games or whatever. And I would mention something to him, and he held a grudge. I think he still holds a grudge to me to this day for buying a fucking Raiders jacket. Like, he's like, I remember they won one game. He's like, well, the Packers played the Raiders, and it was that famous game where Favre like broke his thumb but finished the game and they won. And he like cried in the press conference afterwards just because he was going through a bunch of shit. And I remember talking to my dad about that. And he's like, yeah, you must be pretty upset that they beat your Raiders and your starter jacket. I'm like, Dad, I just thought the colors were cool. I'm sorry.
Is your dad Barack Obama?
You know what's sad is I suck at impressions and I'll never be able to recreate the voice that I just did again. Damn it.
I'm sorry. No, but you know, here's the funniest thing. So since we're kind of like not talking about what we were going to talk about, but we're talking about cool stuff. So this goes back to you talking about when you watched the Super Bowl, Favre. So after that Super Bowl, I bought, or my uncle, my godfather, bought me a Brett Favre jersey. So there is actually a picture of me in a Brett Favre Packers jersey, not a Brett Favre Jets jersey, which I do still own. But, and my dad sent it to me on Facebook and like put me on blast about how I wasn't a true Jets fan because I had another I had a jersey from another team.
I was like,
oh, you son of a bitch. Like, that's the most fucked up thing you could do. I was like, I was a kid. I just liked Brett Favre. I thought he was cool.
All right, fucking let's do free agency now.
All right,
let's shut the fuck up and podcast. That should be a slogan for someone.
That's ours now. We own it.
Yeah, shut the fuck up and podcast. I don't know what it has to do with sports, but I like it.
Let's put it on a t-shirt.
All right, so the biggest one is obviously Tom Brady, right? As we were about to get into before.
I hate him. I'll start. I hate him. I think this is a huge mistake.
For him or for the Buccaneers?
For him. I think this is a huge mistake for him. I think because if he goes somewhere else without Belichick and doesn't succeed, it kind of makes his career look like he was a puppet.
Mm-hmm. System quarterback.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that he's not, you know, I'm not saying he's not a great quarterback because he is. I mean, he could have done that. I don't think he could have won as many rings without Belichick, though.
I agree with that. I think a lot of the pageantry that's given to him, as good as he is, because look, I have no problem with him being called the greatest of all time, because when the moment called for it, he did whatever the fuck he had to do in those Super Bowl games. Dude, that Atlanta game, oh my God, that was insane. The comeback in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
Jesus, like that took, you know, maybe the greatest quarterback of all time, depending on how you look at it, to pull that off. And I always give him the credit. My problem is that one of my best friends is a huge Patriots fan. And he's not just a Patriots fan, but he likes to rub it in everybody's face.
Yeah, like, well, fuck him.
He's always – and you know what I'm sure? Because he's such a sports fan that we'll end up with him on here at some point, some fashion, well, some way. But he – I'll fight him. Dude. Yeah, he will
– we'll start a fight club.
He will fight the world. Like, sometimes that's him on Facebook with a pitchfork and like people are just coming after him and he'll go crazy all day. But so I kind of hate the Patriots because of him, but also, you know, well, at least I used to be. Back when they didn't have so many Super Bowls, I used to be happy for him when they did well. But I've always kind of liked Brady. Hated the Patriots. I hated Brady for a while, but I kind of respect him, you know. I respect him so much that, and I have the perfect analogy for what you were talking about. If he has his last year here and he sucks, it's going to make him look like it was all Belichick. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're at the gym and like you're doing like a burnout, which a burnout is you take, for those of you, if you don't know, you take as much weight as you can do at first, right? If you're doing curls or benching or whatever, as much weight as you can do at first, and then you do as many reps as you can, and then you immediately take a plate off. And then you do as much as you can, and then you take a plate off. But you don't stop or take breaks. You just keep dropping weight until your arms are so tired that you're just holding like a 5-pound weight or just the bar itself with no weight on it. And you can barely even lift that, right? It's super good for like fucking just jacking your muscles up for that moment or whatever. But the worst thing ever is when you're at the end of that. Like, you're literally struggling curling 5 pounds or picking up a bar, and some hot chick walks by and didn't see the heavy weight that you were lifting before. But so the beautiful girl in the gym just like walks by and looks at you funny as you're struggling to lift 5 pound weights. You're just super embarrassed, you know? And I think that's what will happen if Tom Brady sucks for the Bucks.
I can see why he would want to go somewhere like Tampa. Great weather. Mm-hmm. It's Florida. Granted, all the people that are populating Florida are all crazy. Sorry if you live in Florida, but your people are crazy. You're always in the news for something. Oh, but they are, dude. But I mean, they've got a good, solid team. Like, that, I have a feeling they could have been sneaky good next year or this year without Tom Brady. My whole problem with them without him was Jameis Winston, because his health, he's a mobile quarterback, and any mobile quarterback always reminds me of Michael Vick. Dog thing aside, let's throw that out the window because that's not what I'm here to talk about, but I just had to say it. Any mobile quarterback that runs outside the pocket that much and is that, you know, and I mean, sure, like Cam Newton, same thing. Gain 100 yards a game, and you've always got 2 TDs rushing, but you've also thrown for 45 yards and 3 picks. Are you really a good quarterback, or are you a good running back?
Yeah.
So that's my thing with Winston. So with them bringing somebody in, basically at this point, a gunslinger, because as we saw with the loss against the Titans in the playoffs, Tom Brady is in his old age, his ripe old age. What is he, 39, 38?
I think he's past 40.
Is he over 40 now? Okay.
Yeah.
But still, even he's become that Brett Favre of old. You know, as quarterbacks get older, they tend to just sling the ball around a little more and just, you know, pray.
You get a little more desperate.
It goes your way, but you try to do it with as much grace and precision as you can, like Brett Favre did. Because Brett Favre had a lot of really good games.
Oh, yeah.
Even when he played with Minnesota at the end, after he left the Jets, because, I mean, he almost took us to the playoffs and he was playing hurt, which he was also sending dick pics, but, you know, that was one.
We got to talk about that season at some point, because I have a lot of thoughts on Favre with the Jets.
Okay, yeah.
So many.
We can do that whenever.
You know, we should just do a Brett Favre podcast at some point while there's no sports. I'm into it.
I'm down for that.
You know what? Let's just change this whole thing to a fucking Brett Favre podcast.
the logo's just a 4.
Yeah. Like, let's literally break down every
colors of the teams.
Yeah, I could do it, man. Let's get as niche as we fucking can. No, I'm kidding.
There's one listener, and it's Brett Favre.
Yeah.
From Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
But you know what? He would be there every fucking show. He would never miss a show.
You know what? And that's the kind of fans we want.
Yeah.
You're there no matter what. Whether it's a shit show or not, you're behind us.
Well,
or we could be behind you. I mean, whatever you're into.
Yeah. I prefer that. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyways, but you know what makes my butthole pucker up? Is when... That would have been a perfect segue for an ad.
That would have.
You know? And but it would be. Is when you said Tom Brady is like Brett Favre, it just made me feel weird inside. I get what you're saying, though. Like, especially that last throw. That was a Favian throw, as much as I hate to say it, against the Titans. But that's weird. I mean, because he only had what? He had 24 touchdowns and 8 picks last year. So he only had 8 picks. That's not too bad. That's not too wild. But he didn't have anybody to fucking throw it to last year.
No.
And for everything people want to say about Bill Belichick and how great he is, and he is, you know, he's fucking probably the greatest coach of all time if you believe that he did it fairly. We'll save that conversation for another day too. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
By the way, guys, my voice won't always sound like this. So
yeah, Tommy's losing his voice a little bit, slowly but surely. But do you know why, by the way? Is it just work or what?
I just think it's allergies. We had like a couple of really nice days and I was outside. Yeah. It's not COVID. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just make sure. I mean, we are like several states apart.
Yeah. You're good. I don't think you can catch it through the phone anyway. So
I just want to play it safe.
Yeah. No, you're good, man.
No. But Belichick is just like, nobody's giving him any shit right now for the fact that he's also the GM of the Patriots, and the Patriots over the last couple seasons have not done well in the GM department. Like, they have no fucking players right now.
The thing about Belichick, though, with kind of what you're saying with the GM spot, is he's always been able to find those nobody players. And with him and Brady kind of running things, they've always made those guys stars. Wes Welker, who was he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Guys, players like that. And as soon as Wes Welker left, he was done. That was it. He had 1 year, I think, what, with the Lions or somebody, and didn't do anything.
Like, Belichick's head's got to be the size of a fucking beach ball by now, right? So I think he thinks he's doing all these smart moves, cutting players that want to be paid because they were good for your team, which he hates to do. And, you know, he's just thinking, no, I'll figure it out. I always do. And he finally ran into a wall last season. Like, he finally fucked up. He made a bad trade, lost their second round draft pick for a guy who did nothing for him, made the bad decision for Antonio Brown, which, by the way, the owner is the one who made him get rid of Brown. Belichick was just going to let him stay on the team with the rape allegations and everything, which is fucking crazy. You know, the whole thing over the past couple seasons, I just don't think he's done a good job as a GM. And I think Brady was tired of it. And if you read the stories and everything that was going on, is that Brady's been pissed ever since Belichick wanted to get rid of Brady years ago in favor of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And Garoppolo's the single reason that 49ers didn't win a Super Bowl this year. And yeah, they barely even let him throw. He only had to throw 8 times to beat the fucking Packers because they were scared to let him throw the ball. And all we had was pass rushers. But I don't know.
I was going to say, do you think that's why Brady didn't want to come back? Was because he's pissed with Bill Belichick and his way of not wanting to go out and get what, like, a top tier number one receiver?
Oh, yeah. I think so, man. There was a good article that came on ESPN today that's just like chronicled the rise and fall of the whole thing. And like, Brady wanted an extension. Like, all he wanted, like, he wanted to come back to the Patriots, but he wanted like a 5-year deal or something. And all they would offer him is a year-to-year deal. And again, yeah, same problem I had with the Packers and how they handled Favre. Like, the guy has given you 6 fucking Super Bowls. If he wants a 5-year deal, sign him to the 5-year deal. Brady's too proud. He's not going to stay around and stink shit for 4 of those years and collect a paycheck. He would have retired.
Right.
So I don't think Bill wanted him anymore. And I think that he knew it. And I think he's so proud. There's several instances in that article where he mentioned that he just wanted to be appreciated. Or Giselle said that he just wanted to feel, go to work, have fun, and feel appreciated. And if you're Tom Brady and you don't feel appreciated, then something's fucking wrong, because everywhere he goes, he gets his ass kicked. So to not get that feeling from Belichick, I think Belichick kind of wanted to prove that he could do it without Brady. And I think Brady wants to prove he can do it without Belichick.
I think that sums it up. But here's also the thing, is if he wants to feel appreciated and Giselle said that, go home. You've got nothing left to prove, and be appreciated at home with your wife and your children who love you.
Yeah.
You know,
one, but I mean, you got to think that's what makes them so special. I mean, you always have to have a new challenge and something. And I think just the thought of going to the Bucks. See, I'm on the flip side of you on the whole thing, by the way. I think it was great. And most people disagree with me on this, but I love the idea in his mind of the challenge that he's got to face. And he's like, you know, it's a risk. He could be risking everything, but he probably fucking loves that. He probably wakes up every day this week just invigorated as shit, ready to go prove some shit wrong. Because what else did he have to prove? I mean, he could have stayed in New England and sat around and got Super Bowls, or not, and sucked for a couple of years and retired and had a statue built, and that's that. But, you know, at this point, he's got to, you know, when people are married for like a really long time and in the bedroom, they just start doing weird shit.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah. Like, well, I say other people, like, it's not anybody, but like, eventually you just start getting weird, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because I think that's what Tom Brady's doing. I think he's getting weird in the bedroom. I think it's, yeah, it might work for him the same standard way, missionary position every single time, but he's ready for a challenge.
That's going to be on the ticker of ESPN in the morning, by the way. New podcast says Tom Brady is doing weird shit in the bedroom.
They really need some filler, man. Hey, they need it.
Who knows? Maybe they'll listen. No, I'm with you on that. It's that competitive edge. I'm just trying to like be like the Brady. Fuck him. But in all honesty, I mean, you're right. He's doing it because he wants that challenge. And like you said, even Bill Belichick, he's wanting to prove that he's the greatest coach of all time and he can do it with anybody. It doesn't have to be Tommy Brady.
Yep. Yeah, I think, who do you think is going to win that, though? Like, who do you think's going to win this divorce in the short term?
Oh, man, that's tough.
I got one for you. Who has a better record next year, the Patriots or the Buccaneers?
I think Tampa has the better record.
Me too.
I say Tampa. I don't, the schedule's not even out. Like, we haven't even went through training camp yet. I'm going to say early on, Tampa's going to go 10-6, and New England will go 6-10. Complete opposite records.
You know what? I'll sign on to that. So the Bucs get into the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the NFC, that 10-6 is your easy in.
Yeah. Which, ironically, the only team that I can remember in recent record that didn't get in with a record like that was the Patriots when Brady was hurt and Castle replaced him. They went 11-5 and didn't get into this playoffs.
Yep.
That's crazy. But that almost never happens. 10-6, you should be in, right?
Yeah. No problem.
Especially if you're in the NFC East, you know, fucking 6-10 gets you in.
Yeah, because when the day it happened that Brady said he wasn't coming back to the Patriots, in Vegas, the Jets were at +500 to win the AFC East the day it was announced.
Blows my mind.
And I immediately got a boner. I was like, finally! Even though the Bills are better than us right now, we'll see what continues to happen over free agency. But hopefully I'm hoping we re-sign Robbie Anderson at this point, because that's going to be – I mean, he's pretty much the best receiver that's left on the table, and he's a great deep threat for Sam Darnold. So,
you know,
I don't want to talk too much about the Jets, but
– No, I was going to say we should do that, actually. We should, you know, talk about what each of our respective teams are doing currently for a quick second, because it's funny because you mentioned Robbie Anderson. The Packers aren't doing shit in free agency.
Yeah.
They don't have a ton of cap, and they spent like crazy people last summer, but – Robbie Anderson, we need a wide receiver really bad. We need several wide receivers. Our second string wide receiver is a guy named Alan Lazard, which I'm thankful for him because he did great for us last season, but he was signed off the practice squad.
Yeah.
You know, our tight end, our only remaining tight end that's a starter, we re-signed Mercedes Lewis, but he's just a blocker and he's like 100 years old.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah.
I think he's 37, 36.
Yeah, for tight end age, that's like 100.
That's old, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, but Jay Sternberger is our tight end at the moment, and now that we let, you know, Concrete Shoes Jimmy Graham go to the Bears, who paid him fucking like $8 million. This is so stupid. Of course the Bears did. But Packers haven't done much. They signed a middle-of-the-road, seems like, linebacker in Kirksey, who I think could end up being pretty good. They got an offensive lineman, but they lost Blaga on the right. Brian Bulaga, Iowa. They lost him. They're letting a bunch of people go. I'm not pumped about what the Packers are doing right now. But one of our targets, we still have a shot at Robbie Anderson.
Yeah. I mean, you do. I mean, you're one of those teams that are kind of in the hunt for him.
Yeah.
And all we've really done is sign, you know, five offensive linemen, which was our problem last year. We would have won a lot more games had Sam Darnold not got mono and our offensive line be able to block, because, I mean – Sam came back, and, I mean, we won 7 games, which I didn't see that happening. To begin the season, even, I said, we're not – there's no fucking way we'll even touch 8-8. So to win 7 games, I saw the beauty in it to finish 7-9 and be respectable.
I didn't even realize you guys ended up winning 7 games last year. That is
– We got pretty damn good at the end.
Yeah, because I felt bad for you guys when Darnold. Weren't you like 2-0 or something before we got hurt?
No, first game was against Buffalo, and we lost. And then Sam got mono.
Okay.
And then we had that really bad run with quarterbacks. Like, our backup was Trevor Siemian. He went down on Monday night, and then the guy that we had signed off the practice squad that day was Luke Falk. Which was funny because I told my wife before the game even started, I said, watch, well, the guy that got signed off the practice squad to be the backup QB will be playing tonight. Sure as shit happened. And he was terrible. So we started out, I think we started off 0-4, 0-5 before we won a game.
Okay, that's what it was. Yeah.
But I mean, then to finish 7-9, I mean, that's pretty respectable.
No, yeah, especially for the Jets. No offense. I don't mean that in any sort of way. Like I said, I actually root for them ever since Favre went there for the year, for the cup of coffee he had there, but and the Gary Vee thing. So I've always liked him a little bit. But Yeah, I think Darnold's got it, dude. I do think he's good.
I made fun of him a lot when he was with USC.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have a very good media. Like, he doesn't have a very good vibe with the media. He doesn't seem like he gets it.
Yeah.
And then once he got drafted and he's up there with Deion Sanders, and Deion's like, what can Jets fans, you know, expect from you this season, Sam Darnold? He goes, a lot of wins. And, like, I'm watching the draft, and I just threw my Jets hat across the room.
And he's got a weird kind of Lego head, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Little caveman-esque, almost like a Peyton Manning type of forehead.
Oh, but I don't know. Just like the couple games I watched with him, to watch a Jets QB go in there and sling it, you know?
Yeah. He's got an arm on him.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of games.
A lot of wins. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
It's got to be rough, man. It's got to be rough. But again, at least you don't have to look at Brady anymore.
That's true. And we don't have to play him twice a year.
Yeah. Yeah. The Packers play him in Tampa this year. So it'll be Rodgers versus Brady is all you'll hear about that fucking week.
At least it'll be a good game.
Yeah. I think that'll be exciting. And again, I think he went to the right team because they're fucking loaded.
Yeah. I mean,
Jesus Christ. I always thought, man, Mike Evans could have been.
Evans is one of the best receivers I've ever seen.
Yeah, honestly. And he doesn't get shit. Like, I don't know. Do you play FanDuel?
Yes. Well, I'm more DraftKings, but I play both.
Oh, right. He's fucking infuriating. He would go in there and grab three fucking 60-yard touchdowns and kill it. And then the next week, you'll put him on your team, and he'll get three catches for 4 yards.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's the thing about NFL receivers in general is, like, yeah, they'll have a game where they will have two catches for 60 yards, but then they won't do anything else.
Yeah.
It's what the fuck? Where are you at? Like, grab these little screen passes or whatever do a runaround route and fuck it. There's so many times I'm sitting in front of my TV, like, just hand me the clipboard. Let me coach.
Yeah, I know. Especially if you're doing fantasy or any type of gambling or whatever. But FanDuel's the worst. Every single year, like with like four games in the season, I literally have to stop. Like it makes me so mad watching the games that I have to force myself to not even use it because I'm like, it's just going to ruin my day. Like, it's going to ruin my whole day. And I know that. I'm going to end up going to bed pissed off and I shouldn't on NFL Sunday.
FanDuel and DraftKings are the worst things, but they're the best things. Like with me being a baseball fan, even. Like, I fucking love playing baseball on DraftKings, but I try to limit myself because I know if I put, like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw $20 in. I'm going to blow it and not win a thing. I put $5 in, I'll win. I've won almost $1,000 in one game playing with $5. So, I mean, you just got to pick your battles, especially with those two things.
Yeah, I won a couple $100 is the most I've ever won. But there for a while, I was doing the $25 a week game, like the big game where you could win money.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, that was upsetting. But I couldn't bring myself not to, because if you take that team and you buy a $1 team or a $5 team, and then that's the team that explodes, I'm so scared of the thought of knowing I could have made $1 million had I just bet the 25 instead of the 5, that I literally just, like, it freezes me up. And I always end up spending the $25.
The worst part I've ever had on DraftKings is when I have money in my bank and there's no other sports going on but NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
And I've actually put money on NASCAR. And I know nothing about NASCAR.
Yeah.
So I just picked the guys that I've heard of, like on ESPN. I'm like, oh, yeah, Kevin Harvick. I know who that guy is. I got really close. And then there was like a big wreck at the end and it fucked everything up. And I was like, no, what the fuck? Like, all five of my drivers were like in the top 10 and then a wreck happened and then they had to start from the back or whatever. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, they all went in the pit. I don't understand the sport. No. So I'm just, so never again. That's what I'm saying. So anybody listening, don't ever bet money on NASCAR. It's impossible.
Or I stay away from even college football, even though I know it a little bit better because I just, but that's how people win, though. Because, and this is the last thing I'll say, we'll start getting more into the free agency because if not, we'll do this for 6 hours. But one time, or not one time, but what pisses me off is when I get on there and I look at who actually won like the $1 million games, it's always the fucking idiots who pick like the entire, I don't know, the entire Lions offense when they're playing the number one defense in the league and like Orlovsky's in or some shit. Not Orlovsky, that's an old school one. But like just some fan, like a person who's a fan of a shitty team that nobody gave a chance to. And for some reason, that's the week in the NFL that the worst team in the league beats the best team 42-0. And that person won $1 million by being a fucking idiot.
Every time.
It makes me crazy. It's either them or the professional people who are like...
And they're in like the top four, and they just switch like one player in each lineup.
Yeah. And they spend their entire week doing nothing but... Yeah. Yeah, so... But anyways, what else? What else? What's the next free agent thing you want to talk about here?
I would say Todd Gurley is probably the next one. That's the big name. How the hell are you going to get fired on your day off?
He tweeted that shit.
I know, and I fucking was on the floor dying, dude. That shit was so funny.
That whole story is nuts because over the past 2 years, it's like, why aren't you using Gurley? And they're like, oh, his knee's fine. He's not hurt at all. Like, they knew they were going to trade his ass. Yeah. They also knew he had a hurt knee. And they just gave him that huge fucking contract. But that's what I tweeted about it, dude. I just couldn't believe, like, you couldn't get a fourth rounder for Todd Gurley?
Right. And the funniest thing was I saw a tweet today, and I couldn't have said it any better myself, is they wasted his prime years.
Yep.
And so now he's signing a one-year deal for $5 million to play for Atlanta. Which, I mean, he's got a great quarterback there. Matt Ryan's great.
Yep.
A lot of Matt's problem was just getting those pieces around him. He's got Julio Jones, but, you know, his offensive line is a little touchy. But Matt Ryan's also one of those quarterbacks. He's a big risk taker.
Yeah.
So I think having Gurley behind him is actually going to improve his game a lot.
Oh, dude, the Falcons scare me. I mean, if you look at their roster, they scared me when they got Calvin Ridley out of the draft. Because, I mean, I knew he was good. And he, like, they added Calvin Ridley to Julio Jones, and they had Hooper at the time, which they got rid of him. I thought the Packers were going to get him, but he went to the fucking Browns, who have, like, an all-star roster now. But, yeah, now you got Matt Ryan, Todd Gurley, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley. They got Laquon Treadwell, the first-round pick from the Vikings. That was another move they made. They traded for Hayden Hurst as their tight end, too. Their offense is stacked.
Yeah, they're going to – I think they're going to give Brady a run for his money, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They're in the same division now, aren't they?
Yep. Saints, Falcons, shit. Bucks, Panthers.
Fuck, that's a good division. Mm-hmm. Like, that could be a terrible division or it could be a good division. It's kind of up there. The Saints will definitely be good, I think. But, yeah, I can't. The Rams really fucked up there with their team, man. I mean.
They had it all and they threw it all away.
Yeah. Have you seen their new logo, by the way?
No, I haven't.
Dude, it's embarrassingly bad. It's one of the ugliest, stupidest things. They literally stole the Chargers logo.
Oh, man. They'll be back in St. Louis in 3 years.
But it was so bad that they're going to switch it back around again. They said that they have an announcement for their new logo that they're doing tomorrow at like 4 p.m. And they're like, it's not what you think it is.
Well,
it was so shitty.
If it's that bad, I mean, they need to fire whoever designed it.
Yeah. That whole thing's fucked up, isn't it? I mean, sending two teams to the same city 2 years apart?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I still think Oakland going to Las Vegas is a mistake.
Oh, it kind of fits, though. Like, Las Vegas and the Raiders. Like,
But, man, that fan base is so fucking diehard out there. Like, you know those fans are just fucking heartbroken at this point.
Oh, yeah. I do feel terrible for them.
Those big dudes with the fucking Road Warrior shoulder pads.
Yeah. Yeah, man, they were all crying and shit, too, the last game. That was tough to watch. Well, I think that's a perfect bridgeway to Phillip Rivers and the Colts.
Yeah.
Which is fucking – I hate it. This is one I absolutely hate, man. I hate this with the fire of a thousand suns because, god damn it, if anybody in this world deserves a fucking Super Bowl, it's Phillip Rivers, and he's not going to get one on the Colts.
I actually picked the Chargers to win the Super Bowl last year before the season.
Yeah.
Because I said – Phillip Rivers needs a ring to solidify himself as a Hall of Famer. Now, he's got great regular season numbers. Don't get me wrong. And he could be a Dan Marino where you still go in and don't have a ring. But for him to win a ring would solidify him as a Pro Football Hall of Famer. They don't call it NFL Hall of Fame. But I think that I mean, I'm with you. I think it's a shitty idea. I mean, the Colts have a good history, but I mean, I don't see really anybody on their team that's gonna help him.
Yeah, and they weren't even bad. They were bad, but they weren't bad. Not having Andrew Luck around, but I think everybody thought they were gonna be way worse.
They were super spoily. They were that spoiler team for everybody.
True. I just think, man, and like, I don't hate the Colts or anything. I just love Phillip Rivers, and I really want to see him win a Super Bowl. Like, just kind of like with Favre in his last years, like, I really needed him to get another one. And don't even get me started on that fucking Vikings game where the Saints broke his ankle on purpose for defense gate or whatever it was that they had going on. But I thought he was going to do it with the Jets, man, for a while there. But, dude, I want so badly for him to get one, and he should have been the one to go to fucking Tampa Bay with all the weapons, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you're right.
I really thought Brady was going to end up with the 49ers because, like, as I said before, Jimmy Garoppolo is the only reason they didn't win a Super Bowl this year. And Brady going over there to say fuck you to him a second time would have been really perfect for Brady. But they didn't want him. They chose fucking Garoppolo over Brady, which blows my mind. But no, I really wish Rivers would have went to the Niners maybe. No, not the Niners, because I fucking hate the 49ers. Sorry, I'm still pissed about that last playoff game.
Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa, though, would have been nice for him.
Yeah, I think somewhere, you know, with him being older, I think somewhere with weapons to help him win a first Super Bowl would be more in his wheelhouse than going to a team like the Colts, who, like we said, weren't awful, but they weren't good. They were just sneaky good.
Yeah. And, I mean, they got, like, who they got? They've got... I think his weapons with the Chargers were better than what he has with the Colts. Because with the Chargers, he had Keenan Allen.
Right.
And he had Williams. He had Melvin Gordon. Now he's going to a team that has T.Y. Hilton, which is pretty good. Marlon Mack, I'm not impressed with him very much.
No. T.Y. Hilton's great when he's on.
Yeah.
He gets injured, too. Yeah, he has the injury bug. But when he's on, he has those games where he has 2 80-yard touchdown catches.
Yeah. Yeah, he fucks up my FanDuel sometimes, too. But I don't know, man. I really want to see him win a Super Bowl. I don't think it's going to happen with the Colts. Which, did the Colts have a Super Bowl? Did they win one with – yeah, they won one with Peyton.
Peyton, uh-huh.
So they only have one Super Bowl.
They won when they were Baltimore Colts.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And then what else was there? Ryan Tannehill. Fucking – the Tannehill thing's crazy, dude. Good for him.
Yeah, get your money, boy.
Who would have thought there was a world where a team would choose Ryan Tannehill over Tom Brady?
I remember when he played for the Dolphins, and I thought he was the worst quarterback I'd ever seen.
Yeah. He had a lot of injuries, too, though.
Yeah. And that was just a bad system. Miami's always going to be a bad system to be in.
But the Dolphins are a team, like, man, it seems like they should have gotten a fucking quarterback by now.
Yeah.
Like, how do you still not have
the Dan Marino curse?
Yeah, man, Jesus Christ. And maybe it's just because I'm a Packers fan. I've been really lucky in that territory. I still feel like the guy that we get after Rodgers is going to be just as good as Rodgers and Favre. Maybe that's just because I'm spoiled. But I just have a feeling that we're going to go 3-for-3 and be set for most of my life.
And your team has such a good quarterback, you know, legacy.
Yeah.
Going back throughout the years. The Jets, I mean, other than Joe Namath, and there's a couple, like Ken O'Brien had some good years, and Vinny Testaverde took us to the AFC Championship in 98 when we got beat by the Broncos, who went on to win the Super Bowl. But other than that, I mean, that was it for us.
Yeah, I remember before Darnold, and I know they're not 100% that Darnold's going to be the guy. I think they really think he's going to be the guy, you know, like at least for now.
I think he will be. I think he's going to be a franchise quarterback. I think he's going to be a star. I think he's just too immature right now.
Yeah, that seeing ghost thing was not a good look either.
No, and getting mono. That's not...
Yeah.
Stop kissing.
Stop. That's so fucking weird. I thought that whole thing was fucking crazy.
You're out of college now, buddy. Yeah. This is a business. People need you. They're counting on you.
It could be like Jimmy Garoppolo out there fucking porn stars.
Yeah, true. Hey, shout out to Larry Fitzgerald, who got another 1-year deal. He's one of the greatest of all time.
Yes, dude, and I was really that's one thing we could talk about too is the crazy Texans trade, because I think that's been the Texans story has been the wackiest thing of the whole thing. But when they made that trade and they got DeAndre Hopkins over on the Cardinals, I was really hoping, the first thing I thought was, Man, I hope Fitzy comes back for one more year, because that's another guy who deserves a title.
He's so good, dude. And one of the, just a class act.
Yeah.
Does all kinds of shit for charity. I mean, just always seems to be a very down-to-earth human.
Yeah, I can't find a single bad thing to say about him, man. It's one of those things, like, I really wouldn't mind the Cardinals winning this year either. Because if it's, you know, again, if it's not the Packers or whatever, but because that whole team's interesting, man. Because Kyler Murray,
yeah,
I think he shocked the shit out of people last year. And what's their coach's name again? Fuck, can't think of his name. Dude looks like Ryan Gosling until he takes off his sunglasses.
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury.
There you go.
Cliff Kingsbury. He was the, like, it seemed like 2 years ago, he was like the handsome Texas Tech quarterback. But I know that was like 10 years ago, and I'm just fucking old. But
isn't that crazy how sports move so fast like that?
Yeah. For the first time in my life, I'm watching people that were drafted, I guess over the past 5 years. You watch people who you saw get drafted retire. And, like, as you get older, that's really weird. You're not used to that.
That's like, what was it, like 2 years ago? I'm like, hey, when somebody gonna sign Vince Young, where's he at?
Yeah. Like, that dude is like,
pull him off the fucking street. Come on, let's go.
He even backed up for the Packers at one point before he had his career. Yeah. So Tim Couch. That's crazy. What the fuck is going on with the Texans? If you're a Texans fan, I am so sorry. Just as a whole.
They had a shot this year. They had a real shot. They had a good team.
You know what I hated, though, was at the end, when they beat the Bills. Because I like Josh Allen, because everybody shits on him. But I like him. I think he's got some Favre in him. I know you hate him. He's got some Favre in him, though, man. Like, you want to talk about gunslinger. That motherfucker's a gunslinger. Like, in a stupid way, but still.
Now, he's a gunslinger, but he is not a good deep threat quarterback. Did you see that video today? I should have retweeted it. I don't think I did.
Uh-uh.
But somebody put a video package together of all of his throws of like 20 or 30 yards or more.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just couldn't hit a target to save his life.
It's got Jamarcus Russell arm, like all power and no accuracy.
Oh, God. Let's not talk about him.
You want some scissor?
That poor bastard.
He'll be okay. He got like a fucking huge contract, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's fine with his like $87 million wherever he is. But no, dude, like that Bill O'Brien is like confusing. But I used to really like Deshaun Watson. Like, I really liked watching him play. Like, his first rookie season when he came out before his ACL got hurt, and he was just fucking people up as a rookie. It was crazy. But I think he ruined himself for me forever after that game against the Bills when he was like, I mean, somebody had to step up and be great. And I was like, I guess today's my day to be great. And I was like, you just shit on your whole team.
Yeah.
Like, and I just hate that. Like, third-person talk kind of shit. And it just rubbed me the wrong way. And it's one of those things that it got on my nerves so bad, I'll probably never forget it or forgive him for it.
That's understandable. That's kind of like that, almost like that Deion Sanders or Bo Jackson kind of uppity shit.
Yeah,
Bo Jackson was good, though. And I used Bo Jackson and Deion, and they were both multi-sport players. So, I guess they could have done it.
But they never pretended to be the aw shucks, like, you know what I mean? Quarterback. Yeah. They were always that person. So you
can they were always over the top.
His was like a surprise fart that just snuck out, and you know, like his true soul showed there for a second in form of a fart. This is some riveting shit right here. Guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this show. It's an inaugural one. Things are crazy, but I think it should be cursed forever because the way that we started, as we talked about before, my computer almost took a big shit right before we did this. But it's going to be fun, and I hope you guys enjoyed this. And make sure you tell your friends because it's a brand new thing. Share it, like it, all that shit. We really appreciate it, and we'll have one of these up weekly. And we're going to get into some shit.
Yep, and make sure you check out We Watched a Movie, Heels and Quads, Patreon.com/WeWatchMovie, Patreon.com/HeelsAndQuads. Buy some merch.
Yeah, let's get Tommy some cough syrup.
Get me my oxygen tank. I sound like Froggy from the fucking Little Rascals right now. What's the high sign? Yeah, dude.
All right, Sling Blade.
All right. How much you want for them French fried taters?
That's pretty good.
You won't not talk like that. You did the boy.
If you lose your voice for Evan tonight, and that's the last thing you said, I'm gonna feel horrible.
That's fine.
The last thing
don't feel bad.
Last sound his voice made was a tater tot sling blade joke. It's gonna be okay. All right, thanks for toughing through it, man.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And that's what I tell my wife after sex too. All right, you guys have an awesome night, and we will see you next week.
Bye.